Marcius is chief enemy to the people. Let us kill him, and we have corn at our own price. Is it a verdict?
No more talking.
Let him be done.
Good citizen.
We are accounted poor citizens. The patricians good. What authority servants on would relieve us? If they would yield us but the superfluity while it were wholesome, we might guess they relieved us humanely. But they think we are too dear. The leanness that afflicts us, the object of our misery, is as an inventory to particularize their abundance. Our sufferance is a gain to them. Let us revenge this with our pikes, ere we become rakes. For the gods know, I speak this in hunger for bread, not in thirst for revenge.
Would you proceed especially against Caius Marcius?
Against him first. He's a very dog to the commonalty.
Considering what services he has done for his country.
Very well. And could be content to give him good report for it, but that he pays himself with being proud.
Nay, but speak not maliciously.
I say unto you, what he hath done famously, he did it to that end. Though soft-conscienced men can be content to say it was for his country. He did it to please his mother, and to be partly proud, which he is, even to the altitude of his virtue.
But he cannot help in his nature. You account a vice in him. You must in no way say his covetous.
If I must not, I need not be barren of accusations. He hath faults with surplus to tire and repetition. Watch out to these! The other side of the city is risen. Why stay we prating here? To the Capitol! Soft! Who comes here?
Worthy Manenius Agrippa, one that hath always loved the people.
He's one honest enough. Well, all the rest were so.
What works, my countrymen in hand? Where go you with bets and clubs? The matter, speak, I pray you.
Our business is not unknown to the Senate. They have had inkling this fortnight what we intend to do, which now will show them in deeds. They say poor suitors have strong breaths. They shall know we've got strong arms too.
My masters, my good friends, my honest neighbours, will you undo yourselves?
We cannot, sir. We are undone already.
I tell you, friends, most charitable care have the patricians of you. For your wants, your suffering in this dearth, you may as well strike at the heaven with your staves as lift them against the Roman state, whose course will on the way it takes. Cracking 10,000 curbs of more strong link asunder than can ever appear in your impediment. For the dearth, the guards, not the patricians, make it. And your knees to them, not arms, must help. Alack, you are transported by calamity thither where more attends you, and you slander the helms of the state who care for you like fathers when you curse them as enemies.
Care for us? True indeed. They ne'er cared for us yet. Suffer us to famish in their storehouses crammed with grain. Make edicts for usury to support usurers. Repeal daily any wholesome act established against the rich. And provide more piercing statutes daily to chain up and restrain the poor. If the wars eat us not up, they will. And there's all the love they bear us.
Either you must confess yourselves wondrous malicious, or be accused of folly.